Artists and cultural organizations were financially hit especially hard early on during the pandemic. Their lost revenue is still piling up due to cancellations of in-person exhibitions, concerts, and shows. Arts and culture reporter Kirsten Dobroth spoke to local artists about how COVID-19 has affected them.
Raina Katzenberger is a mixed media artist who grew up in the Roaring Fork Valley. She opened the project shop in Carbondale 6 years ago.
We've got ancient letterpress that are more than 120 years old, and screen printing, a big etching press.
Katzenberger's shop provides hands-on arts opportunities for emerging artists. That all changed when COVID-19 hit.
I shut down the shop right away, and we haven't really opened it back up to artists, just for public safety, as far as a shared space.
She's been able to do some of her work online since then, but work has been really slow.
I won't lie, it's really hard. Some days I feel like it's ridiculous, it's self-indulgent. You know, I get scared of being out of resources. Financially, it's very difficult.
Katzenberger didn't qualify for unemployment or loans from the Federal Paycheck Protection Program. Her situation highlights some of the fragility that comes with freelance work. It's a familiar story that's playing out for other artists in the Roaring Fork Valley.
I've applied for, I think, 4 or 5 grants. There's just so many artists applying for these, so I know that they're crazy, crazy competitive.
That's Teresa Booth Brown, a collage artist in Aspen. She's also a teacher and the artist programs coordinator at the Aspen Art Museum. She hasn't received a single grant she's applied for.
That's hard because I do have thousands of dollars invested in materials and framing, which I was hoping to recover by some sales, but that's not going to be the case.
Booth Brown was supposed to take part in 2 international artist-in-residence programs this summer. Those have been canceled due to the pandemic. Her work is currently on display as part of an exhibition at Denver's Michael Warren Contemporary Art Gallery.
But I'm just not sure how many people will see it or what that year-long investment of creating paintings and prints for that show, what that will end up looking like.
A study by the advocacy group Americans for the Arts found that Katzenberger and Booth Brown aren't alone. The organization surveyed 10,000 working artists in April. 2/3 of respondents said they were newly unemployed due to the pandemic. Nearly all of them reported lost income.
I'm hoping that people will realize what a large investment artists make in getting their own work into any venue or even just creating it in their own studio. It is very vulnerable.
Arts organizations and independent artists bring in a lot of money for their communities. Back in 2004, Aspen's economic impact study found that around $27 million comes from arts and cultural organizations and events. The next economic impact study comes out later this year.
There's just such a strong support from the people who live here when it comes to the arts.
That's Karen Harrington with the City of Aspen.
Makes it that much more important to help them get through this rough spot.
Aspen set aside nearly $500,000 in emergency grants for local arts organizations. Down Valley governments and local nonprofits have also started their own artist relief funds. And Katzenberger says that online exhibits have helped some.
There's amazing programming out there for creatives, especially in this valley with all the nonprofits that really stepped up.
The Project Shop also has a club that delivers local art to paid subscribers and puts money into artists' hands up front. Katzenberger says the value of experiencing art can't be understated, whatever the medium.
Obviously, it's my life's work, but for everyone, it comforts us and it pushes us out of our comfort zone at the same time. And I think that's a remarkable thing.
Katzenberger was recently tapped to co-design a mural for Carbondale's new city market that's set to be unveiled in the coming months. She hopes the design brings together the community in times of COVID and beyond. Artists like Katzenberger hope that thought creates financial support for arts programming into the future. Kirsten Dobroth, Edlis Neeson, Arts and Culture Desk.
The Arts and Culture Desk at Aspen Public Radio is funded by the Stefan Edlis and Gail Neeson Foundation, with a mission to support the arts, community, and outreach.